but my husband and I and the two dogs are going to hike out on a bog mat. And we're already sort of at the beginning of it, and I can see in the ditch that runs alongside the trail, ice on the water. So it's mid-May, but it's cold. A little bit back from where I'm standing, but there's a yellow-rumped warbler singing. We're on the bog mat. A lot of kind of dwarfed black spruce, some cedar, and a lot of Labrador tea, too. The yellow-rumped warbler is the earliest warbler usually back. And we're finding today very, very quiet. The spring season is very retarded. A lot of warblers should be back by now and singing. But it's pretty quiet out here. Except for that yellow-rumped warbler. I'm not hearing any other warblers right now. You can hear that white-throated sparrow. There are a number of white-throated sparrows singing. And in the distance, I've heard now and again a hermit thrush. Ah, there. That little yellow rump is a little bit closer. It came out to feed. It looks like there must be bugs on the tamaracks, because that's where the warblers are sort of appearing to feed. And the kinglets. There's also ruby-crowned kinglet and golden-crowned kinglet, although they're not singing, they're busy feeding. That kind of a di-di-di-di-di-di, called a trill, that's a swamp sparrow. And I guess, as the name implies, they do nest around water. So it's not unusual to see them in a place like this. And actually, if you see a swamp sparrow, they have a lot of real rust and buff. They're very pretty little sparrows. And you can see them during migration. Sometimes they'll come through with other sparrows, so that's the best chance to actually see them when they're not settled in their habitat. But they'll be around the edges, like brushy edges of lakes and along rivers and in places like this, in this bog where there's an open water area where the beaver have had an impact. Oh, he's further away now. That long song you just heard is a winter wren, and it's actually out on the bog mat, but you hear them in other kinds of woods too. They're very small wrens, very brown wrens. You get a look at them, they're very dark looking. Cocked up tail, they act a lot like a house wren, but they're a woods wren. They nest up here in these boreal woods, and perhaps on this bog. They're said to use overturned stumps, things like that, kind of tangles. And as you know, there's tangles all over these woods. Winter wren is a 4-inch bird. And that song is said to be the longest song of any North American bird. And when he gets cranked up, I mean, it's pretty impressive. I think he's maybe not going to sing again. Thanks for coming along. This is Molly Hoffman from a bog in Cook County for WTIP.